Ulysses by James Joyce, section 18b. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, visit LibriVox.org.
He was looking at me.
I had that white blouse on. Open in the front to encourage him as much as I could without too openly. They were just beginning to be plump.
I said I was tired. We lay over the fir tree cove. Wild place. I suppose it must be the highest rock in existence. The galleries and casements of those frightful rocks in St. Michael's Cave, with the icicles or whatever they call them hanging down, and ladders. All the mud plunged my boots. I'm sure that's the way down. The monkeys go under the sea to Africa when they die. The ship's out far like chips. That was the Malta boat passing. Yes, the sea and the sky.
You could do
what you liked. Lie there forever. We caressed them outside. They loved doing that.
It's the roundness there.
I was leaning over him with my white rice straw hat to take the newness out of it. The left side of it is the best. My blouse open for his last day. Transparent kind of shirt he had.
I could see his chest pink.
He wanted to touch mine.
He wanted to touch mine.
But I wouldn't let him.
He was awfully put out, first, for fear you never know consumption of leaving with a child in Barazada.
That old servant Inez told me that one drop, even if got into you at all,
after I tried the banana, but I was afraid it might break and get lost up in me somewhere.
Because they once took something down out of a woman that was up there for years covered with lime salts. They're all mad to get in there. Where they come out of.
You'd think they could never go far enough up.
And then they're done with you in a way. Till the next time. Yes, because there's a wonderful feeling. They're so tender.